It's time for Crime on the Mind with crime prevention expert, retired Fairfield Police Lieutenant Jim Perez. Now on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
I'm going to count to 10. If this door doesn't open, we're going to come in. 1, 2.
I said happy Halloween when they first came. Asked them to get off the property. When they didn't, that's when I realized it wasn't a joke.
This is a crazy story. And immediately I thought of Jim Perez, not because of the actions in this story, but because to me there were a lot of red flags with this. When we talk about crime prevention, not only obviously the homeowners who were in this situation, this was in Alexandria, Virginia over the weekend, where three masked people, who police are looking for, by the way, were outside of a home, destroyed parts of the property, and were terrorizing this family. Again, they haven't been arrested yet, but we don't know the reason why. Could be because it's a Halloween season, because they thought it was a fun prank. We're not sure. But to me, Jim Perez, the reason I thought of you was because I not only wanted to share with people what they should be doing during spooky season, if, God forbid, something like this happens at your home, but also I was sort of worried about the people terrorizing these homeowners, because they could have been hurt. If the people living in this home thought they were really a threat, they could have gone outside and, to me, hurt them, killed them. I mean, to me, there were a lot of red flags with this situation. Did you see this story?
I did. And, you know, and I got to tell you that it's bothersome on a lot of different levels. But I will tell you this. These three dopes, okay, because I'm going to call them dopes because they are, have no idea what they've just triggered, number one. But number two, the fact they put themselves in danger because someone who gets startled in the middle of the night and has a weapon will actually use it.
Absolutely. You know, and why wouldn't they?
This is a terrible example of what not to do. But I will tell you this, that here's the bottom line. If you're startled in the middle of the night, right, and someone's knocking on your door frantically, the very first thing you should do before anything is immediately call 911, because that's what's called not normal, right? We talk about not normal. Not normal can save your life. Not normal keeps you out of danger. If you don't have people knocking on your door regularly at 2 a.m, which you'd have to be a drug dealer in order for that to happen on a regular basis, then that's a not normal situation. Not normal immediately has to be responded by calling 911. You know, that's the first thing, because that's just craziness. Like, people, listen,
it's insane.
For years, people have gone ding dong ditch, right? The whole thing with the doorbell,
right,
and everything. But today we live in such a different era. You can't really do that. There's a lot of uneasy people and people that are fearful, even though here in Connecticut, we're relatively safe. And we do have violent crime has dramatically decreased, to the point where the governor just made a statement that we have to continue with the programs that help to even still keep crime down, which I think is a wonderful thing. But this could happen here. This could happen.
That's my other fear is copycatting. I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, certainly. But to me, if I saw, like, this reminded me of so many classic modern day horror films. To me, when you see these three masked people and the things that they're yelling, I mean, even if this was a prank or whatever, to me, this is a hard no. And I love that you called them dopes. I think that was the nicest way you could put this, because to me, I think the homeowner would have had any right to protect themselves. And again, that's just me personally. I'm sure by law, I don't have the Virginia law on hand, but I mean, I'm sure there's obviously going to be consequences if they took action. But you're coming to my house. You're ringing my doorbell. You're threatening me. You're dressed like this. I mean, it's insane to me, and a holiday is not excusable for these kinds of actions. I am, however, very thankful that this homeowner had a doorbell camera, I noticed. It was all caught on camera.
Yeah. That's the other thing. If you have a doorbell camera, then you have to use it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't
mm-hmm.
have to open the door. You don't have to unlock the door and let people in, because a lot of times they'll play a trick. They'll pretend to be. Listen, we've had Connecticut, right here in Connecticut. We had a case where, and I forgot what town it was, but I think it was upstate somewhere, but where two guys dressed as delivery personnel, and they actually took out a gun and confronted the homeowner, but the homeowner was able to like actually close the door on them.
Mm-hmm.
The homeowner was very lucky, but it could have been disastrous.
Absolutely.
Course, let's not forget the Cheshire incident that happened years and years ago with that family, where two people came to the house and they literally like were just let in. You can't just listen. Gone are the days where you could just let your door, you know, someone knocks on the door. I got to tell you something. I never will open the door for unannounced guests. I just won't do it for unannounced people. I just will not do it. It's a rule, right?
It's a good rule.
I don't care how tempting it is. I don't care how, whatever. If you didn't make arrangements ahead of time, don't expect an answer because it's not coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you stay safe, to be honest with you. That's really the way to do it. And it's unfortunate that you have to be like this, but this is the way you keep you and your family safe because you never know what people are thinking. Why? And you have to question, you know, what are they doing here? Why are they here now? Why me? Why here? All these questions should be answered in microseconds. And then you need to immediately, if it wasn't announced or if you didn't know about it ahead of time, you need to call the police. You really do. You just call the police. It's a suspicious person.
Going around to their backyard, destroying property, and transitions from a prank to a criminal offense. And we take these incidents seriously.
You're hearing from the police chief in Alexandria, Virginia, and three masked people terrorized a family recently in Virginia, and it might have started out as just being a prank or something because of the holiday that is right around the corner, which is Halloween. And this is, we were talking before about what homeowners should certainly do, whether it's this situation or just the unexpected visitor, which could be totally harmless, by the way. I don't want you walking away from this conversation feeling like you should be living in fear. I don't want that. The reason we have Crime on the Mind is so that you feel more empowered. But, you know, from the homeowner to now the people who decided to do this, which, again, police are working actively to arrest these three people. Jim, I want to talk about certainly the copycats. When you see something like this, as I mentioned, I saw this on the news. This was on Good Morning America. I saw it this morning. But my producer saw this over the weekend, and he saw it on one of the many social media outlets. I don't know if it was TikTok, Instagram, something. So to me, that's my fear, is if you've got impressionable middle, high school, even college-age students who see this and think, well, nothing happened. So what? They were masked. Even if they get arrested, who cares? Slap on the wrist. The fact is we have seen situations where unexpected visitors try to leave the property or made a mistake pulling in the wrong driveway, and good, bad, or indifferent, they lost their lives because of it, because it is a different time we're living in. What conversations have to happen after this situation? What needs to happen, I think, for Connecticut families, especially if they got kids who are going to be going out and are not supervised?
Right. Let's divide this into two areas, okay? You have the approaching individuals, which are the kids that can do the prank that are coming onto private property. And then you have the response from the actual homeowners or occupants of the house. You have their response. So let's go with the first one first. So for parents need to be aware of what your children are doing, especially on Mischief Night, which is the night before Halloween, and on Halloween night, because those are the two. Mischief Night is where there's a social amount of vandalism that's allowed by societal norms. You know, the
toilet paper in the trees.
The
shaving cream on the mailboxes. Again, I'm not telling you what to do on that night, but yes, we've seen it for sure. Yep.
Right. So those are the traditional ones. But then when you see things like this on ABC and what your producer saw over the weekend, now you're talking about, you know, literally terrorizing people. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you're in a dead sleep and you wake up in the middle of the night to banging, almost like someone's trying to knock your door down, you're going to think the worst.
Mm-hmm. Of course you are. And you should.
That to me is terrorizing. That's terrorism. It's a terrorizing thing, right?
Absolutely.
For you to wake up and go through this. Now, what I don't want, and now let's take the second half, which is the homeowner. I don't want you to automatically think and assume that if someone's banging on your door, you can shoot a gun through the door. You can kind of do those things because that can potentially be very illegal. We are a right to retreat state, and people need to understand that. What does that mean? So there's stand your ground and right to retreat. Stand your ground is where you can defend the four corners of your property. So if anybody comes on and there's like a little scuffle and there's a little bit of violence, you have the law more on your side to protect the homeowner.
But because right these three retreat. Did not go into the home, you cannot then, what you're saying is because Correct. They didn't enter in the home, you can't then go and open the door and shoot them, essentially.
That's right. Not only did they not open the door or get into the house, but if they did get into the house, if there's a reasonable way for you to escape, then the law is saying that you should do that. However, if you feel trapped or you have no place to go, and every individual case is completely different.
Totally.
Right? Because it's completely unique. There's architectural style. There's, you know, exit, entrance, egress and ingress and all these different types of
You're trying
things,
to prove, you know, self-protection, what I'm totally blanking on the word. Self-defense.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No. You're trying to protect, self-preservation really is you're trying to stay alive. So if someone comes into your home and they forcibly come into your home, and let's say you're running down a hallway and you have no path to an exit, you have every right to defend yourself by whatever means possible at that mm-hmm. point, including the use of firearms. You do have that right. And that would be reflected in court when you actually have to go and present the case, because that's what's going to happen ultimately.
But right to retreat, it sort of has it in the title there, which is if they're outside and you open the door to then attack, per se, or defend yourself, however you want to say mm-hmm. it, they have the right still to run off your property, essentially, without being harmed. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Well, yeah, but then there's other factors. Like if they start to physically attack you, you obviously have the right to protect yourself,
sure.
those kinds of things. Here's the bottom line. You have a wooden or steel or whatever door that's blocking you and the bad guy, right? So when the bad guy starts to knock or try to attempt to get into the house, that's your cue to call 911. And the cops will show up pretty quickly, especially in Connecticut. They will be there almost immediately because mm-hmm. nobody wants to see this happen. However, now let's just suppose that it goes one step further and now they get into the door and now you start gathering your children or trying to protect yourself and you go back. You do have a right at that point to carry a weapon and to have one on you and to defend yourself or your loved ones. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't get so wrapped up into the right to retreat. Oh, God, let's see. I got to find an
right,
open door.
Right,
and leave, because
absolutely.
There could be bad guys in the back door.
Right. My bigger thing, though, Jim, was to make sure that this is why I think, going back to your initial point, you have to talk to your kids about this. Because, again, mm-hmm. if you were feeling like you are under attack, again, even if this is a joke, you can't open the door and nothing is going to protect you from if they have the right to retreat. That's my big thing. Mm-hmm. And I think if kids think that this is acceptable or tolerated and that they're invincible, they're not actually. But I do think homeowners should know the laws. Yeah, that's my big thing.
Yes.
I agree.
And well, here's the thing. Someone who's not up with the law and that has no clue what it is, they just might take a weapon and use it.
And that's the big thing. That to me is the other big takeaway. Obviously, knowing your rights as a homeowner. But if you've got young people who see this and think it's okay and that you could just knock on the door and do this, it's not. And you could be putting your life in danger as well. Jim Perez, we have run out of time, but I so appreciate you always giving us the time on WICC.